Hello, boys and girls. I'm Danny, and I'm brand new here. It is so nice to meet you all. So me and my family recently went to an aquarium, and for those of you who don't know what an aquarium is, it's like a zoo, but it's full of all different kinds of aquatic plants and animals. We saw lots of different things like penguins, seals, and lots of different kinds of fish, which is what our topic of the show is going to be today. So we're going to start out our show with some fish facts. Did you know that there are over 30,000 known species of fish? That's a whole lot. And there are about 15,000 fish species that have not even been identified yet. Fish are covered in scales, which are also often covered in a layer of slime that help them move through the water. Fish also have gills that help them take oxygen out of the water around them so they can breathe. Fish have been on this earth for more than 500 million years. That's even before the dinosaurs. Our first book today is called The Bravest Fish by Matt Buckingham. Far below the waves, a little fish named Stanley lived with his school. They were the brightest, sparkliest fish of the deep, dark sea. One morning, Stanley woke up late. "Hello, it's me," he called to his friends, but the reef was strangely quiet. Suddenly, Stanley remembered that today was the day his school swam to cooler waters for the summer. "Jumping jellyfish," he groaned. He hurried to the meeting point as fast as his fins could carry him, but no one was there. As he looked around, he saw a bright light. "Aha! They haven't gone far," he said, and he raced toward the glow. But it was only a lobster counting coins. "Go away! Don't touch my treasure," the lobster growled, snip-snapping his claws. "I'm looking for my friend," said Stanley. "Fish," the lobster grumbled. "Those others were in such a hurry to find someone, they upset my coins." "Others?" asked Stanley. "My friends." "Join them then," snarled the lobster, and Stanley sped off. Ahead of him, Stanley saw a shimmer. He could just make out a bright, sparkly fish. One of his friends. "Hello, it's me," he called, swimming faster. Clonk! Stanley crashed headfirst into something hard. "Jumping jellyfish," he cried. It wasn't one of his friends at all, but his own reflection in a shiny pearl. Stanley rubbed his bumped nose, feeling a little dazed. He didn't notice a dark shape coming up behind him. When he turned around, Stanley found himself staring straight into the mouth of a huge shark. "Ah!" Stanley shrieked. Over coral and under weeds, he sped with the shark snapping at his tail. Finally, Stanley saw a small hole in a rock below. He dived down inside to just miss being gobbled up. Deep within the cave, Stanley shivered and shook. He felt sad and lonely. He was beginning to think he'd never see his friends again. "Well, I can't stay here forever," he said at last. Stanley poked his head out of the cave to see if the shark had left. "Jumping jellyfish," he squealed. The sea was a golden orange, glowing and glittering. It was the most wonderful sight he had ever seen, because there in front of him were his friends. "Hello, it's me," he called. "Stanley," his friends cheered. "Where have you been? We've been looking all over for you." And Stanley told them his adventure as they swam off in one bright, sparkly, happy school. The end. And now, it's song time. It's song time. It's song time. The songs on today's show come from Birdsong and the Eco-Winders. And this first one is called, If I Were a Fish.
If I were a fish, swimming in the coral reef, I'd flash my fancy colors at the sun whose light shines down on me. And I would thank the sun, that warms the creatures of the sea and helps to grow the algae and the coral life that feed the fish. All day I'd swim and sway to the rhythm of the ocean waves and nibble on seaweed treats that are so good to eat. And if I saw a hungry shark, I might hide behind a rock or blend into the underwater world of many colors. And if I were a fish, I would love to be in school with other fish a lot like me and move together through the sea. And when I needed rest, I'd hang out in a coral cave or hitch a free ride on a sea turtle who is my friend. All day I'd swim and sway to the rhythm of the ocean waves and nibble on seaweed treats that are so good to eat. And if I saw a hungry shark, I might behind a rock or blend into the underwater world of many colors. And if I were a fish, I would share the reef with octopus, anemones, sponges, worms, seahorses, and much more. And every one of us would be different from each other. Oh, but we would learn to live together in our oceanic home. All day I'd swim and sway to the rhythm of the ocean waves and nibble on seaweed treats that are so good to eat. And if I saw a hungry shark, I might hide behind a rock or blend into the underwater world of many colors. And if I had a wish, it would be that people everywhere protect the coral reefs and keep the ocean water clean, so that fish like me could have a chance to be alive and raise a family in this beautiful world under the sea. That's what I'd wish if I were a fish. If I were a fish.
Our next book is The Three Little Fish and the Big Bad Shark by Ken Geist and Julia Gordon. Once upon a time, there lived a mama fish and her three little fish, Jim, Tim, and Kim. "It is now time," said the mama, "for each of you to make a home in the deep blue sea." So off they went. The first little fish named Jim swam away and met a seahorse playing in some seaweed. "Can I have some of the seaweed so I can build a house?" "Take as much as you can carry," said the seahorse. Jim gathered the seaweed and made a weedy little house. Jim had just finished building his seaweed house when he heard the big bad shark knocking at the door. Little fish, let me come in." The little fish trembled and replied, "Not by the scale of my finny fin fin." "Then I'll munch and I'll crunch and I'll smash your house in," roared the shark. So the big bad shark munched and he crunched and he ate up every bit of the seaweed house. And Jim swam away just in time. Soon Jim found his brother. Tim said, "Don't worry, Jim, we fish stick together. You can help me build a sandy little house." Jim and Tim had just started to relax in the sandy little house when the big bad shark came knocking at the door. Little fish, let me come in." To which the brave little fish replied, "Not by the skin of my finny fin fin." "Then I'll munch and I'll crunch and I'll smash your house in," roared the shark. So the big bad shark munched and he crunched until he got a sandy mouthful and the house crumbled. Jim and Tim swam and swam until they reached their sister Kim. Kim was setting up her house in an old wooden ship. "The big bad shark destroyed our houses. Don't worry, you can live with me," said Kim. And they did. The three little fish had just finished lunch when they heard the big bad shark knocking at their door. Little fish, let me come in." To which the smart fish replied, "Not by the skin of my finny fin fin." "Then I'll munch and I'll crunch and I'll smash your house in," roared the shark. The big bad shark munched and he crunched, but he could not smash the house in, and all his teeth fell out. The three little fish were safe at last. The end. So who's ready for another song? This one is called "Keep the Ocean Clean." Lots and lots of fish and other sea creatures live in the ocean, so it's so important to try and keep the ocean clean so they're all safe and healthy.
I asked my friends the dolphins what each of us could do to help them survive another million years or two. And the dolphins said,
"Keep the ocean clean. That's the most important thing. Please, if you trash up off the beach, recycle most everything. Find out what pollutes the sea and ask your friends to help keep the ocean clean. After all, the ocean is our home,"
said my friends the dolphins.
"After all, the ocean is our home."
The fascinating sharks what each of us could do to help them survive another million years or two. And the pointy snouted blue and the hammerhead too said,
"You know what to do, you know what to do, you know what to do. Keep the ocean clean, that's the most important thing. Please, take your trash up off the beach, recycle most everything. Find out what pollutes the sea
the fascinating sharks, oh yeah.
After all, the ocean is our home.
"Imagine," said the sea turtle, "that you're as hungry as can be. Well, a plastic bag floating by looks a lot like a sea jelly." And sea turtles love to eat sea jellies.
Gulp.
"But swallowing a plastic bag would be the end of me. So please keep all kinds of plastic out of the sea. Keep it clean,
please. Keep the ocean clean, that's the most important thing. Please, pick your trash up off the beach, recycle most everything. Find out what pollutes the sea and ask your friends to help keep the ocean clean. 'Cause after all, the ocean is our home,"
said the hungry sea turtles.
"After all, the ocean is our home,"
said the whales and the fish
and the sea otter and the tide pool creatures.
"After all, the ocean is our home,"
said the seals and the sea lions and the walruses
and Oxford the octopus.
"After all, the ocean is our home." "After all, the ocean is our home."
Hey kids, you want to hear some fish jokes? Okay. What's the difference between a piano and a fish? You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. What's the most musical part of a fish? The scales. Which fish is the most famous? The starfish. Where do fish keep their money? In a riverbank. How do oysters call their friends? on shell phones. What is the strongest creature in the sea? A mussel. So I think we have time for one last book. Now this one is from an author you might have heard of before. This is by Dr. Seuss, and it's called One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. Black fish, blue fish, old fish, new fish. This one has a little star. This one has a little car. Say, what a lot of fish there are. Yes, some are red and some are blue. Some are old and some are new. Some are sad and some are glad. And some are very, very bad. Why are they sad and glad and bad? I do not know. Go ask your dad. Some are thin and some are fat. The fat one has a yellow hat. From there to here and here to there, funny things are everywhere. Here are some who like to run. They run for fun in the hot, hot sun. Here are some who like to run. They run for fun in the hot, hot sun. Oh me, oh my, oh me, oh my. What a lot of funny things go by. Some have 2 feet and some have 4. Some have 6 feet and some have more. But where did they come from? I can't say, but I bet they have come a long, long way. We see them come, we see them go. Some are fast and some are slow. Some are high and some are low. Not one of them is like the other. Don't ask us why, go ask your mother. Say, look at his fingers. 1, 2, 3. How many fingers do I see? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He has 11. 11? This is something new. I wish I had 11 too. Bump, bump, bump. Did you ever ride a wump? We have a wump with just one hump. But we know a man called Mr. Gump. Mr. Gump has a 7-hump wump. So, if you like to go bump, bump, just jump on the hump of the wump of Gump. Who am I? My name is Ned. I do not like my little bed. This is no good. This is not right. My feet stick out of bed all night. And when I pull them in, oh dear, my head sticks out of bed up here. We like our bike. It is made for 3. Our Mike sits up and back, you see. We like our Mike, and this is why. Mike does all the work when the hills get high. Hello there, Ned. How do you do? Tell me, what is new? How are things in your little bed? What is new? Please tell me, Ned. I do not like this bed at all. A lot of things have come to call. A cow, a dog, a cat, a mouse. Oh, what a bed. Oh, what a house. Oh, dear, I cannot hear. Will you please come over near? Will you please look in my ear? There must be something there, I fear. Say, look, a bird was in your ear, but he is out, so have no fear. Again your ear can hear, my dear. My hat is old, my teeth are gold. I have a bird I like to hold. My shoe is off, my foot is cold. My shoe is off, my foot is cold. I have a bird I like to hold. My hat is old, my teeth are gold, and now my story is all told. We took a look, we saw a nook. On his head he had a hook. On his hook he had a book. On his book was how to cook. We saw him sit and try to cook. He took a look at the book on the hook. But a nook can't read, so a nook can't cook. So, what good to a nook is a hook cook book? The moon was out, and we saw some sheep. We saw some sheep take a walk in their sleep. By the light of the moon, by the light of a star, they walked all night from near to far. I would never walk. I would take a car. I do not like this one so well. All he does is yell, yell, yell. I will not have this one about. When he comes in, I put him out. This one is quiet as a mouse. I like to have him in the house. At our house, we open cans. We have to open many cans, and that is why we have a Zans. A Zans for cans is very good. Have you a Zans for cans? You should. I like to box. How I like to box. So every day, I buy an ox. In yellow socks, I box my nox. I box in yellow nox box socks. It is fun to sing if you sing with a ying. My ying can sing like anything. I sing high and my ying sings low. And we are not too bad, you know. This one, I think, is called a yink. He likes to wink. He likes to drink. He likes to drink and drink and drink. The thing he likes to drink is ink. The ink he likes to drink is pink. He likes to wink and drink pink ink. So, if you have a lot of ink, then you should get a yink, I think. Hop, 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 I am a yop. All I like to do is hop, from finger top to finger top. I hop from left to right, and then hop, hop, I hop right back again. I like to hop all day and night, from right to left and left to right. Why do I like to hop, hop, hop? I do not know. Go ask your pop. Brush, 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 brush. Comb, 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 comb. Blue hair is fun to brush and comb. All girls who like to brush and comb should have a pet like this at home. Who is this pet? Say, he is wet. You never yet met a pet, I bet, as wet as they let this wet pet get. Did you ever fly a kite in bed? Did you ever walk with 10 cats on your head? Who ever milk this kind of cow? Well, we can do it. We know how. If you never did, you should. These things are fun, and fun is good. Hello, hello. Are you there? Hello. I called you up to say hello. I said hello. Can you hear me, Joe? Oh, no. I cannot hear your call. I cannot hear your call at all. This is not good, and I know why. A mouse has cut the wire. Goodbye. From near to far and here to there, funny things are everywhere. These yellow pets are called the Zeds. They have one hair up on their heads. Their hair grows fast, so fast they say, they need a haircut every day. Who am I? My name is Ish. On my hand I have a dish. I have this dish to help me wish. When I wish to make a wish, I wave my hand with a big swish swish. And then I say, I wish for fish, and I get fish right on my dish. So, if you wish to wish a wish, you may swish for a fish with my Ish wish dish. At our house, we play out back. We play a game called Ring the Gack. Would you like to play this game? Come down, we have the only knack in town. What we found in the park in the dark. We will take him home. We will call him Clark. He will live at our house. He will grow and grow. Will our mother like this? We don't know. And now, good night. It is time to sleep. So we will sleep with our pet Zeep. Today is gone. Today was fun. Tomorrow is another one. Every day from here to there, funny things are everywhere. And that, boys and girls, is the end of our last book. And the very end of today's show. I hope you had a great time reading books and listening to music with me. If you enjoyed these books and songs, remember that these and other similar ones can be found at your local libraries. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye!